Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have John Tompkins joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, my friend.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
So you're a coach and you're with...
Yeah, so I'm the director and the head coach of Woburn Challenger Baseball.
And so for people that don't know, obviously the highlight was the Little League World Series just a few weeks ago. There was a team from Massachusetts that made it and everybody was talking about it. But this kind of flew under the radar and we felt it was important to talk about. First, before we talk about the trip, tell everybody about the Challengers Little League.
Yeah, so Woburn Challenger Baseball started back in 1998. A gentleman named Bob Doherty kind of saw the need at the time. His kids haven't always exactly had an equal opportunity to be able to play baseball and learn the game. So at that time, Bob sort of saw the need for an organization like this and decided to go on and start it. So now, almost 30 years later, we've got close to 50 players who play for us. We serve players anywhere from 4 years old to, we have a couple of players that are up into their 50s now who originated the league. It's been incredible to kind of watch it develop over the years and serve the players and let them learn the game and build relationships and friendships. It's truly an incredible program. And now a lot of other towns and cities have been starting their own programs too. So it's definitely grown into a major thing.
And I don't think we said this part. The Challenger Division is for kids with physical, intellectual challenges. We've seen a few of these adaptive programs. We've talked to a few people who do the adaptive programs here in the Good Vibe Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it different to coach these young people? And what does it do for you?
A lot of us coaches kind of say it all the time. We definitely get more from coaching Challenger than I think they get from us.
Mm.
As coaches. I mean, there is no getting frustrated after missing a ball. There is no, you know, being frustrated thinking that you didn't win the game. It's from the second you get on the field, it's just pure enjoyment, teamwork, camaraderie. Everybody's cheering for each other, win or lose. It's everybody wins. It's one of the most fulfilling things.
So talk to us about Williamsport and that trip.
Yeah, the whole thing was,
I mean,
surreal.
Really? Come on. You went to the freaking
Little League World Series, John.
Come on, my guy.
Yeah, it was really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I mean, when I first got the call, I couldn't really believe it. Just everywhere we went, the people of Williamsport were just absolutely incredible. Everywhere we went, the players got celebrity treatment. They knew the players' names, knew, you know, what we were there for, just everything about it. It was so over the top, enjoyable, and they really took amazing care of us and our players and made it the absolute best experience it possibly could have been.
Are the players now like local celebrities walking around Woburn?
Oh, yeah. As everybody's going back to school now, we're seeing them posting on Facebook. Everybody's wearing their jerseys to school and, you know, probably signing autographs or something. So
what a cool experience for that whole team, man.
I mean,
it was incredible. They really did a great job. And it's to, you know, Little League International, to Eglin's, the sponsor, Woburn Little League Baseball. It's everything just kind of fell into place, you know, for a perfect storm for us.
All right. If you want to find out, by the way, about the Challenger Division with the Woburn Little League, you can go to woburnlittleleague.com. They've got all the information up there. We're talking to John Tompkins, a coach, a director, and probably just a great all-around guy to be there for these kids like
you
are.
We all watched with such joy in our hearts. So
right.
Thank you for getting them there.
And you're now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. mean, I know the Little League World Series was big, but this is bigger.
Yeah, absolutely. We're always taking players. If you go on movinglittleleague.org, like you said, and we have a tab up there for Challenger. Absolutely, any player is accepted. It's of no cost to the players. You'll get a hat and a jersey, and you know, you come down to the park on Saturday mornings in the springtime, and you can join in on the magic.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming on the show and sharing that with us, Sean.
Yes, thank you, guys.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.